The following WJR broadcast is brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools. To learn more, visit MESSA.org.
We've got an interesting gathering. There's going to be a founder and director of the Center for Industrial Progress on hand, and his topic of discussion for the Michigan Society of Petroleum Engineers and the Michigan Basin Geologic Survey, who are hosting this event, is how big oil improves the planet, how oil improves the planet, more correctly. Alex Epstein is the guest name, and he'll be the main speaker, the keynoter. He joins us for a preview this morning. How are you, Alex?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm with you. I'm a big fan of oil. It has fueled our economy, no pun intended, for many years and made us what we are and guarantees us so many freedoms. Why are you a fan of oil?
Well, I think everyone is a fan of oil in the sense of it plays a dramatically positive role in their lives. I think what makes me different is simply that I have become more aware of it than others. And I remember in my 20s, just starting out as a writer, I really knew nothing about oil. And I started learning, for example, that all of the, all the amazing materials in our lives, are almost all of those are made of oil. So if you see a bulletproof vest protecting a policeman, that's actually synthesized from oil. If you see a fireproof jacket protecting a fireman, that's made from oil. And that really impressed upon me, wow, this is so important and no one knows about it. And that really inspired me to go into the field and to educate people, including how much better oil makes our environment, which is the subject of the speech.
Now, in addition to what you're saying, you've got all these women's products like makeup, lipstick, that are in many cases oil-based products too. But this is going to be an interesting part of a discussion on Michigan State's campus, that oil is good for the environment. What do you base that on?
Well, it's funny. Sometimes we'll ask people, they'll say, well, obviously fossil fuels, oil are bad for our environment. So I say, okay, well, what environment in history would you rather live in, this one or the one before we started using oil? And if you make that concrete, you see, wow, the water was dirtier, we're breathing in fumes from wood, we don't have modern sanitation, and we can't even enjoy nature in the way that we can now because you don't have oil-based transportation. The Grand Canyon, for all practical purposes, never existed for anyone until the advent of modern oil-based transportation. So what it points to is that a key part of a healthy environment is having enough energy to improve the natural environment, and oil, as the leading source of portable power, is the key to improving the natural environment to be a more suitable human environment.
So when you've made appearances at all sorts of universities, especially those that are known for their far left leanings or more far left leanings, what's the reaction when you make that kind of assertion?
Well, when I explain things, I try to explain them pretty sequentially, in the sense of, I understand where you're coming from, I understand what you've heard, and yet here's where I think the evidence lies. And I think most people are not used to looking at environment as something that is improved by human beings. They're just used to looking at it as something that is ruined by human beings, because they're given this Disney view of environment that, in effect, nature gives us the perfect environment and all we do is mess it up. But if we look at reality, that's not remotely true. And once that's pointed out, I think if it's pointed out in a respectful but also enthusiastic way, people are open. Now, there are certainly hecklers and these kinds of things, but the vast majority of students, I find, are at least very interested in the view and will listen respectfully.
I'd love to see you ask a question of those hecklers one time and ask them, where does oil come from? And see if they know the answer.
Yeah, that's a great type of question. I don't think I've ever done it with oil, actually. I might have to do it this time, but I've done it with a lot of other things. Like, people talk about coal. Do you know what coal is? People talk about radiation. Do you know what radiation is? And it's often a great question because it points to the fact that we're encouraged to have very strong opinions about things before even having basic information. And once their bubble is burst, their confidence bubble is burst, they're often more willing to learn some of the basics before going on a political campaign.
Well, exactly right. And when you finally tell them that all of these are natural resources, in other words, they come from the earth. We do nothing to create them. They're created by Mother Nature, if you will, or God, if you prefer to get into more specific terms. That's befuddling to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I'd actually say that they're natural materials, but part of what human beings should take credit for is that we've made them into resources, because before human ingenuity to drill and refine and synthesize, oil was useless. It wasn't a resource. So part of what's brilliant about human beings and part of what is so untrue about the whole idea of sustainability, we need to do the same thing over and over, is in fact human beings are a progressive species. We figure out better and better ways to do things all the time, and right now producing power from oil is the best, and we should praise the people who do that, not criticize them.
Indeed, I'm with you 100% on that. It still amazes me that we can drill into the ground thousands and thousands of feet down through a desert, through rocks, half a world away, then pull up this product, refine it, send it on a ship over here to our country, refine it some more, put it on a truck, send it to a gas station, and you and I can buy it for the same amount of money, roughly, that it costs to buy a gallon of the liquid we get out of a cow in Iowa.
I think that's a brilliant description. I'm very just heartened by your very specific knowledge and enthusiasm. It's unusual, and unfortunately, I think most people, a lot of commentators, see this fact, and they see that as, oh, that's bad. It shouldn't take that much effort to produce something, and they have this idea that, oh, if you produce solar panels, that's easy because you just get energy from the sun, whereas that's been proven so far to be a radically more inefficient. I mean, you're getting a bunch of materials from China, bringing them over here, and assembling them into a very unreliable concoction that can't produce cheap, reliable energy.
So exactly. That long trip for oil is still less costly than the sunshine you're grabbing with that little that little panel on the desert.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of things in life, I think, are difficult, and that shouldn't be viewed as a criticism of the people who do them. We should view it as an achievement that they've found this incredibly complex way that happens to be the best, instead of just, you know, being like primitives and just having your only source of agriculture be whatever crops the sun happens to grow for you yesterday.
Have a great trip into town. We'll tell everybody to look forward to your appearance coming up. That'll be on May the 8th, 7 p.m., Michigan State University, Alex Epstein. And we'll get more information on how to attend a little bit later and pass it along. Alex, thanks for coming on. Nice to chat with you.
Frank Beckman breaks news weekday mornings. Catch him live 9 to noon on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.